Earth Day. It has a hidden agenda.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Ken, are you telling me that there's more behind what's called Earth Day than just reducing pollution and conserving our natural resources?
There's much more behind it, even though a lot of what goes on during this day certainly sounds admirable. The media certainly portray it as a good and wholesome cause, you know, loving and caring for the environment. Well, it's true we're responsible for caring for the earth as God commanded in Genesis. We need to understand there's a lot more to Earth Day than meets the eye. For instance, at many Earth Day celebrations, you'll find New Age crystals. They're used to supposedly channel through. There's even material on how to worship Mother Earth. The event is really a religious service for the New Age movement, which is based on evolutionary thinking. Now, the founder of Earth Day, the late Gaylord Nelson, believed, quote, "The fate of the living planet is the most important issue facing mankind," end of quote. While we may be responsible for caring for the earth, we're not to worship it, but use it for man's good and God's glory. And the truth is that the most important issue facing mankind is that all of us need to recognize our sin and thus the need for salvation in Jesus Christ.
Find out more about the vital issue of creation versus evolution when you read Ken Ham's free booklet, Creation, Evolution, and the Culture Wars. It makes for some fascinating reading when you go to our website, answersradio.com.